Now 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler are here to keep up with what the important stories of the day are. Many of the things that you hear discussed here are not being discussed elsewhere. However, we do tap into some of the major news and then sort of laugh afterwards about stories like this. This is the actual audio. It was produced by the television station in San Francisco that was stupid enough to take some... This is a floating story. This was a joke box. And yet the producers of the noon or evening news, whatever it was, at KTVU in San Francisco, said they called the National Transportation Safety Board, and they it says official. They didn't talk to officials. They talked to an intern who corroborated the names which appear in the following story. Here's the audio from the TV station.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday. Investigators will be...
I love her.
Stay classy, San Francisco.
Play that again, Richie. Play it again, Sam.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board
Flight
214 when it crashed.
The people who edited this newscast, do they still have jobs there, actually, at that station? Jeez.
News director Lee Rosenthal says being first on the air and everything platform and all aspects of our coverage is a great accomplishment. Being 100% accurate, effectively using our great sources and social media without putting a single piece of erroneous information on the air is what we are most proud of.
When did this statement made? Before or after the last
one? I don't know.
All right. A motorcycle racer died in a crash after going to top speeds of 300 miles an hour on a motorcycle. 300 miles an hour on a motorcycle. Bill Warner was doing 285 when he lost control of his vehicle at the main event at Loring Air Force Base, which is north of Bangor, Maine. Reportedly conscious when taken from the wreck, but he died at the hospital. He rode a supercharged Suzuki Hayabusa. Previously, it hit 311 miles an hour on the same course. They only have a mile and a half of pavement. How do you get to 300 miles? It is. It's craziness.
Those are the kind of people who know how they're going to die someday.
How do you do 300 miles an hour on a mile of pavement? How do you do that?
I've done 110 on a motorcycle.
Oh, my God, you're crazy.
On 2 miles of pavement.
I've done 29 in a tractor. That's about it.
Good for you. Safety first.
All right. So it's scary. Let's give the Hero Award of the Day to Brian Kilmeade, who manages our television reporter Jennifer Horn, has the latest on the stars and stripes of Mr. Kilmeade.
I don't know if you saw this video.
What, the video of him?
Yeah. Maybe we can play some of the audio on the air. What do you think?
Richie, you got the audio of this?
You can get the...
I don't, but let me see if I can get it.
There's a link to it right in our little chat room there, Richie.
Oh, okay, cool.
But what happened, there's this kid, Titus, who's 24 months old, and he's been all over YouTube. He has these trick shots that he makes with this basketball goal, right?
Yeah.
So he goes on to Fox and Friends. Brian Kilmeade goes outside, and they're playing around with the basketball. Well, he sloppily tosses the ball back to the poor kid and smashes him right in the face, hitting him in the nose.
Nice job, Brian.
It's embarrassing. The poor kid starts crying. He's like looking for...
Yeah, there you go. Again, Titus, you're on a roll. Do it again. He's the man. Titus not letting fame and fortune affect the way he approaches the game, unlike so many. Titus is on a roll.
This is Kilmeade?
Yeah.
selling.
Titus the shot, and it's good. Do you ever miss Titus?
It's amazing.
Not on
he's
national really TV now. We made it. Oh, back. My. Look at him go.
It's like he barely even tries to look at it.
Superstar. You can't teach that. Actually, his dad, Joe, did.
We could come out
Titus, you're a machine.
Now.
You're a machine.
Here it comes.
How do you stop this?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh. That's how he shot him, Brian.
Sorry.
Nice going, you jerk.
That's Jordan rules right there. That's what happened. He's going to face that when he plays ball.
I don't believe it.
He's got this, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed look on his face.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible to hit a kid in the face with the ball. But if you remember that Will Ferrell movie, The Campaign, he punched a kid in the face. Do you remember that one?
Great. Yeah, I've seen this at our Taekwondo thing when we play dodgeball with the little kids. This one guy went to go for an adult, and the adult moved, and it pegged this kid, this like 5-year-old kid, right in the head.
Right.
And you're just like, there's nothing you can do.
It happens.
You can't take it back. It's so bad.
Is your hair thinning more and more every day, Richie? The answer
is
Richie
is,
yes, it is. If you have premature balding, premature thinning hair, this works for pretty much everybody but Richie because he's losing his as a result of the chemotherapy. So I'm not sure that taking Provia will help you very much. Your hair will grow back again. But there are a lot of people who have male pattern baldness, or worse yet, they've been using these creams and lotions and shampoos that plug up the pores in your scalp. So that's why the hair stops growing. That's why you have a paucity of hair. You'd like to fix that, and that's what Provia does. It fixes. Anybody's got premature thinning hair, you need to be on this plan. You can do something about it now with Provia. Provia's natural hair thinning treatment tackles the main causes of hair thinning and does it naturally and quickly and with brilliant results. You will love the fact that your hair starts growing back in. You clean out the pores, clean out the blockages, and poof, the hair comes back in. And it also, because of the ingredients in this all-natural product, makes your hair feel thicker, more volume, without chemicals. With Provia, you can take care of the problem and do it safely. That's what people want, safely. No more hair falling out on the sink. Your mirror will tell you this is working. Provia works. Men, women, everybody loves this that's tried it. So why don't you try it if you've got the same problem? Lots of people do. Half the male population needs this product. So call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Right now, mention Doug Steffen. You get a free month supply of Provia. You'll get free rush shipping, and you get a free surprise gift. All those things coming with Provia to get your hair to grow out better and faster and thicker. 800-525-8319 for Provia again. 800-525-8319. Give them a buzz now while you're thinking about it.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20. Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonathan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to Geico. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. Well, that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Richie and Kenny, Jennifer, Roberta. Our video of the day today is in honor of the return this week of Twinkies. Today's video comes from the Wendy Williams program, where last week a professional opera singer performed the Twinkie opera song, a song solely composed of the ingredients in Twinkies.
Enriched, bleached, wheat, flour, ferrous sulfate, quote unquote, B vitamins, niacin, thiamine, mononitrate, parenthesis B1, those parenthesis, riboflavin, parenthesis B2, close parenthesis, folic acid, sugar, corn syrup, water,
this is a professional opera singer performing all of the ingredients in a Twinkie.
That's hysterical.
Oh my goodness.
Hysterical but scary all at the same time.
Alright, so you can check out the whole video by going to DougSteffen.com. You can take our poll, and by the way, the results of Friday's poll, what do you think about the idea of a national park on the moon? 73% said it may be the dumbest idea to ever come out of Congress. 11% of you said, with all the trouble NASA's been having, how do they afford this? 10% said it's a great idea, I can't believe they didn't think of it sooner. And 6% of you said, what an interesting idea, but I doubt they'll do it in my lifetime. So, the polls, take them at DougSteffen.com.
Sodium acid pyrophosphate, baking soda monocalcium phosphate, salt, food stuff.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Story of a Dave Matthews fan. This lady had been a fan of Dave's since she was 9 years old. She was on her way to see him at a show in Hershey, Pennsylvania. What she didn't count on was finding Dave Matthews stranded by the side of the road.
Every fan's dream. I'm surprised she returned him.
Uh-huh.
Hitching a ride.
He was.
That's funny.
Apparently his bicycle had a problem. And so she was very surprised.
You know, she had a cell phone.
She should have pulled up next to him and said, need to.
He said he didn't have a cell phone with him, and he had a flat in the back tire of the bicycle. He went out just for a bike ride before his show on Saturday. And this nice lady named Emily rode up in a red car with a bicycle rack on it, gave me a ride onto the gig, and carried the bike as well.
She got, like, front row seats.
Yeah.
Well, she did. They had dinner, and then he offered her backstage, and then he gave her front row seats. And
I bet he did.
But could you imagine, like, if he didn't show up, like, where's Dave? Anybody see Dave?
And now she's in the band.
Did you see Dave?
Oh, singing back up.
Lucky for her, her parents had just recently given her this bike rack. She offered it to get his bike back to the concert. They chatted about how the tour was going, his daughter's summer camp schedules, and you gotta, in a circumstance like this, how do you make conversation if you're not necessarily a good conversationalist to begin with? I would think Matthew should want to know about him. Yeah, is okay. But they
No. He's a stoner.
He's a shy guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a shy stoner guy, yeah. Yeah.
But when you meet your idol like that, you know, you go, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Yeah, what do I do? What do I say?
Right. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Really, that's what you say?
You know, when I meet Bruce, you know, it's
How about it?
Yeah.
How many times have you actually met Bruce?
Three or four times.
But he recognizes you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Really?
But there's that crazy woman.
Right. I think she's following me again.
There's a picture of Bruce crowd surfing, you know, when he goes out into the pit and he crowd surfs, everybody, you know, carries him.
Yeah.
And there was just the angle of the camera, you know, and his legs are spread and his arms are spread and the crowd is holding him up.
You were holding him up.
And guess whose head is directly in the middle of
his body? Roberta!
Is mine.
Beautiful.
And somebody sent me the picture.
All right.
So I when I met Bruce backstage, I took the picture with me, and I said to him, my friends couldn't believe I said this. Mm-hmm. I said to him, hey, Bruce, look at this picture. That's my head in between your legs. And he looks at the picture, and he goes, well, everybody's got to be somewhere.
Did you get him to sign it?
No.
Oh,
no, he signed my Born to Run album.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
There's
after
a
chest.
University in Thailand that says that banner that you saw over the weekend that showcased Hitler along with superheroes was painted by an ignorant student who didn't realize the image would be offensive to anybody. Really? Mm-hmm. This is over in Thailand.
Yeah, usually pictures of Hitler in a superhero costume, it's offensive to somebody, yes.
Yeah.
Great. And what about these sprinters? Tyson Gay, Sharon Simpson.
Steroids.
Yeah. What? These people never learn, do they? It would seem. They never
learn. You would think nowadays people would know that they're going to get caught for taking steroids.
Yeah.
But apparently they don't.
Oy. All right, Jennifer, apparently Kim Kardashian had the hospital staff or some members of the hospital staff at Cedars-Sinai fired.
Yeah.
Because they were snooping.
I don't think she had them fired because she didn't even know. She was notified after. But apparently Cedars-Sinai realized that some of the privacy of their patients had been breached, including Kim Kardashian.
No.
And they were improperly accessed while she was in the hospital giving birth to her daughter.
No.
She wasn't the only person whose records were assessed, but the hospital did call to let her know of the breach, and she was happy that they got the axe.
Really?
Yeah, in L.A., that's a big deal.
Well, I would have thought, yes.
Especially at Cedars. A lot of staff go there.
Mm-hmm. That's the little gossip, folks. You know how gossip goes a long way. A little gossip goes a long way. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio.
When I write a novel that features Harry Bosch, somebody I've written about now 18 times, there are things that are really easy about it, and then there's stuff that's really hard.
Crime novelist Michael Connelly has written over 30 books, but his most enduring and popular character is LAPD detective Harry Bosch. The Black Box is his latest and the 18th to feature the fictional detective Bosch.
Harry's like, to me, he's like like an old favorite coat. You put it on, it fits perfect. You know just how you look like in it. And so there's a lot of things that are really easy to do. You know, the form's there, the history's there, and your job is to add to it. You know, you got to find stuff in the pockets of that coat. You got to find stuff you didn't know was in there. The books cannot be static. The character can't be static book to book. He has to constantly evolve. And after so many books, after 18 books, it gets increasingly difficult to find that new thing in the pocket to dig down further. But as long as the character is someone who I feel needs further explanation, exploration and explanation, then I'm confident, you know, that the pocket is pretty deep. My former life as a crime reporter certainly informed my life as a fiction writer. The other aspect, which was very important, was the craft of writing. You know, in newspapers, you write every day. There's no such thing as writer's block. You got to get it done. And it instilled in me, I think, a work ethic that has, you know, served me to this day, even though I've not been a working journalist for more than 15 years.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
But I'm 33 after the hour. Doug's good day, enthusiastically enjoying your company here and the company of Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny. Ellen DeGeneres trying to save a 3-month-old puppy from an owner. The owner was kicking the animal and swinging it around by its leash.
Oh. Oh.
Ellen called the LAPD to inquire about this French bulldog puppy that was rescued. Police arrested the guy who owned the puppy after a witness reported seeing him slam the dog into the sidewalk, drag him, and kick him. I want to take the leash and put it around that guy's
neck. Yeah, swing him around for a little while.
Right, like a yo-yo. Anyway, the animal has to be held in a shelter for 30 days while the courts decide that the owner is an incompetent. Otherwise, if they can't prove it, he gets the puppy back again. Ellen wants the puppy.
Does he even want the puppy back? If he's treating it like such junk, why would he even want it back?
It's just really, it really is amazing how people, who is it that gets their kicks out of stuff like that? And you could say Michael Biggs, okay. But anyway.
Middle-aged white men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hey,
all of us guys.
That's an interesting reality. Happily, Janet Napolitano is going to be leaving the Homeland Security group.
Yeah, but you're pawning her off on me, and I don't want her.
She's going to run to California. So, guess who's up for the job? William Bratton.
That would be interesting. I actually like him.
L.A., before that, New York, before that, from Boston. He had done an extraordinarily good job in Boston.
Yeah, he cleaned up L.A. very nicely.
Cleaned up L.A., did a good job in New York, except he got too much attention, so Giuliani, the egotist that he is, fired him. And he's got enough good stuff going so that it sort of kept things going. But, you know, that's the usual. Giuliani's never done anything for me. He's a narcissistic, egotistical blunkety-blunk. So guess what, boys and girls?
What?
A U.S. district judge says he's going to announce his decision after he hears witnesses and arguments in a non-jury trial starting today and will go through this week. The judge has presided over most of the litigation stemming from September 11th, the attacks, and in this circumstance, the families of the victims are suing United Airlines and American Airlines for $4.9 billion.
Billion. Now, how did they get away suing the airlines?
$4.9 billion because it's just the way the lawyers and...
I don't understand, though. It's not like the airlines asked for that. It wasn't airline negligence.
Right. Well, that's what they're trying to prove. And that's why they're going to have 3 days of hearings this week. The judge,
I love how people take something terrible for their own personal gain.
Yeah. The judge
really
will
ridiculous.
Decide, under the circumstances, the owners of the World Trade Center are the ones looking for the money. if it doesn't happen through this, they can still go to a liability trial. And the defendants include American Airlines now, United Airlines, U.S. Airways, because they're merging with American, so they become a target. Colgan Air, which ran the puddle jumper that brought these guys from Bangor to Boston, and Boeing, because they built the planes.
Unbelievable.
How in the hell do you sue Boeing for... But the kinds of stuff, this just points out how you can get away with this kind of stuff in the legal system.
This is what's wrong with society. This is why people are afraid to do the right thing. This is why anybody is afraid to take a risk anymore, because you will just be sued.
Listen to this. If they get
all the lawyers,
the max, $3.5 billion goes to the owners of World Trade Center, $1.4 billion goes to the lawyers.
Whoa.
Unbelievable. Wow.
The papers have accused each side of unfairly characterizing their claims. The defendants, the airlines, said that the Trade Center owners are not entitled to an award because they've already been reimbursed by the insurance companies, and they have been. So now they want to get the insurance money out
of
the airlines.
Do you know how much money this is going to cost us as private citizens?
All right, so this is really reprehensible. It really, really, really is reprehensible. And you get right down to it, understanding what these jerks are all about and the fraud that they're trying to perpetrate at the hands of these. You know, and I'm thinking back of what I knew. I happen to have known the pilot of the American plane because he's a farmer. His name is John Oganowski. Wonderful guy. I think he was 49. Had a crew cut, scrub cut. He was a very rugged, short, stocky guy. And I can't help but think he gave these guys the old 1-2 before he got it. But he owns a produce farm, or his family does, up in Danvers, and was active in the Farm Bureau that I'm active in Massachusetts. A very, really good family. So he was a pilot, been flying for American for 31 years. He was the captain in the, it was a 767-200. They flew out of Boston, Flight 11. And then the United was a 757. I didn't know much about that. We all know more about 93 than we do about the other plane that crashed into the other tower. But anyway, Oganowski was a guy who would have... He was a rugged Air Force guy, and he wouldn't have... He wouldn't have just sat there. But at any rate, how you hold... this would have been a premier pilot, a premier airline, premier plane. It's just how these guys can sit there in their offices and concoct this stuff and have any degree of credibility is beyond the beyond, as far as I'm concerned. Beyond the beyond. Okay, let's pause for a moment. I need my...
regroup session?
Yeah, I kind of need to dismount, regroup, and attack from another position. Stand by.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team
every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program brought to you in part by HGTV. Brother versus Brother Sunday. HGTV's own Property Brothers are back. Brother versus Brother will premiere Sunday night at 10 o'clock, 9 central on HGTV.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
While it's common to see smartphone pictures snapped everywhere, surprising results of a new survey show people don't feel they have enough family portraits. The survey, conducted online on Skype's behalf by Harris Interactive, show 49%, nearly half, wish they took more family portraits. And 1 in 4 say they haven't taken a portrait in the past few years because most or all of their family live far away. Professional photographer John Klang devised a solution using online techniques to reunite loved ones for portraits.
With technology like Skype, I can assemble family members separated by time and space. This gives them a moment to be together for a family portrait and a memory that will last a lifetime. something unheard of 10 years ago.
Inspiring families to remain close, Skype is asking for stories about how they stay together. The writer of the most compelling story will win a portrait from Klang and a trip to see their loved ones. Visit SkypeStayTogether.com for information, terms, and conditions.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Relief. Relief.
I have been confounded by something that came to me in my reading that I wanted to share with you. It's a report by an attorney on what is going on in the world of senior citizen employment and whether or not we are being foolish. Maybe foolish is a nice way of putting it. It's probably another word or another phrase, do what we do with people who have worked for a company for 40, 45 years, and when you get to be 65, you want to stay, but no, you can't. You're fired. You're fired. I mean, this is a happy birthday, you're kind of fired thing, not the catchphrase from a new reality show by Donald. It is what is going on to a lot of you around the country. It's what you hear. And in most instances, it is now, if people want to continue to work, they're being thwarted because legally there are still, do you realize this? There are still legally mandated retirement ages. If you've been an outstanding worker, if you are somebody who's never missed a day, just because the calendar turns over to a birthday, you are no longer of value. And you have to, you worked the day before, now you're one day older, you've reached retirement age, you're required, well, you're tossed into the waste bin.
There's two things going on here.
Yeah.
One is I can get somebody younger to do it for cheaper.
But not as well.
But that
costs you money in the long run.
That's been around forever. You know, so if I'm paying somebody $80,000 to do a job, I can get this kid just out of school for $35 or $40 to do it. And the other thing is I just heard a report where restaurants here in the Washington, D.C. area last year were hiring full-time employees at a faster rate because the economy was growing a little bit.
Yeah.
This year they're hiring part-time employees over full-time employees and letting the full-time employees go because of
Obamacare.
There you go.
Right.
They're all getting ready for the extra expenses of health care to kick in next year, so they're backing off of the full-time employees. So this also goes for the retirees. Say, listen, here's a full-time employee I can get rid of and replace them with a part-time employee.
Well,
not have to give
this
the benefits.
Is happening more in government, Richie, than it is anywhere else. For example, if you are and this, by the way, goes back to the Employment Act, Age Discrimination and Employment Act passed in 1967. It protects lawyers, good Doug. It protects workers until they're 70 from age discrimination, except if you work for the government. 57 years old, you're out.
Can't sue the government.
At the FBI. National Park Ranger, out at 57. no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, what is there about being a National Park Ranger?
But they get their retirement.
Park Rangers are out at 57?
Yes.
But they get their retirement.
Yeah,
right?
They get their retirement. They still, though, many of them want to stay working if they're physically fit. Can you imagine me, somebody saying to me, you're not, just because of your age, you can't have this job? I picked up a stone in a field yesterday that weighed almost 200 pounds and threw it off to the side.
And how's your back feeling?
My back was a little twitchy, but it wasn't that bad. I can do more, as many things as Richie can physically.
I can do anything.
And yet,
do oh yeah,
yeah.
I can do anything.
Especially now, you're a very good.
We should have a tough man game.
You're a very good chef.
But the point is that people get, this is an arbitrary and capricious way to throw people out. Airline pilots, 65. Why?
Well,
if you can pass the physical, there are a lot of fat, slobby airline pilots that ought not to be in a plane, and they're 50.
You've always been kind of a proponent for working until you just don't feel like working anymore.
Exactly. There's nothing new to my philosophy.
You seem to take it a little bit more personally now that you've reached that
age. Golden years.
Yeah. Very sweet, Jennifer. Thank you.
The golden years.
Hey, that's a good thing. Golden is great.
Yeah. No, I
beats the alternative.
It's difficult. It's just wrong, frankly.
What'd you say?
What? So, one last item of interest to sort of go along with Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap report. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the supermarket guru is weighing in on safety concerns about caffeine. It seems the FDA is looking into it. Oh, that'll be good. Meanwhile, does anybody really know the
what
benefits?
Time it is?
Well, yes, I know what time it is, Richie. But do you care?
Does anybody really care?
Time's get watched.
Right. No, actually, it's 48 past the hour.
Hey.
No, 49 past the hour today. Yeah.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Enriched, bleached, wheat flour.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Reaction continues to the verdict heard across the country. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. By now, you know the decision reached by a jury of six women. The verdict came down this past Saturday night.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
George Zimmerman acquitted in the shooting death of Florida teenager Trayvon Martin in February of last year. Across the country, protests and rallies held, most of them against the verdict and in support of the victim's family. New York City, San Francisco, and Boston among the cities where huge crowds gathered to voice their feelings. Some protesters shouting, no justice, no peace. In Sanford, Florida, following the verdict on Saturday, this protester said their voices will be heard.
We're going to challenge the injustice system that we have, and we're also going to go to the governor's mansion, and we're going to protest, and we're challenging this injustice system that we have.
Meanwhile, George Zimmerman's brother, Robert Zimmerman Jr., said his brother is adjusting to life as a free man again. Robert also addressed accusations that his brother is a racist.
Being accused of being a racist is really an indefensible accusation, and we're very disturbed that it seems from our experience that the standard is, unfortunately, that people accuse someone of being a racist without any foundation in fact, and then we have to kind of retroactively prove that we are in fact not.
As for what's next, the Justice Department is working to determine whether George Zimmerman will face prosecution on civil rights violations. As for what's next for George Zimmerman? There's word from some of his friends that he may want to attend law school in order to help people wrongly accused of crimes. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team
every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wheels. Gargantua love pterodactyl wheels.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can't help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
On Wall Street, the Dow and S&P start out at new record highs to begin the new work week. The Dow up 3 points Friday, but good enough for a closing high of 15,464. S&P is at 1680 after a 5-point gain on Friday. NASDAQ climbed 22 points. By now, you must have seen or heard that erroneous Oakland, California TV report that listed the names of the four Asiana Flight 214 pilots.
KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain
Houston.
No need to hear them again. The TV station KTVU has apologized, and so has the NTSB, where apparently a summer intern mistakenly confirmed those offensive names. The apologies, though, may not be good enough. There's word Asiana Airlines is considering legal action against the TV station and against the NTSB, saying the reputation of the four pilots and the company have been seriously damaged. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Hold the horses. Who are you texting?
My friend Avery.
The animated sequel Despicable Me 2, still number one, earning another $44.8 million during its second weekend in theaters. And finally, everybody in the pool. We're not sure if an official world record was set, but we do know this. This past Saturday, nudists from across the country and a few places outside the U.S. attempted to break a three-year-old Guinness World Record for the largest number of naked people in the water at any one time. The old record, 13,674. This guy, who goes by the name of Mr. Sandy, said he was looking forward to bearing it all.
Skinny dipping is fun, and this adds an element of being kind of silly and additional fun just to say, hey, we're trying to break this record.
Thank you, Mr. Sandy. At least 96 nudist clubs from 31 states, as well as Mexico and Canada, were all expected to participate this past Saturday at beaches, rivers, lakes, pools. Some people have a pool and a pond. The pond would be good for you. The American Association for Nude Recreation sponsored this with a slogan, wearing zip, let's skinny dip. They called it Happy Dipping Day. Although, for some of us, dipping is fun only if it involves guacamole. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.